PSMCOR, judging. This episode is going to be more direct, and it's for those who have been in the struggle or have found themselves in the world of condemnation, guilt, judgment. This is possibly and will be the key that opens the door for someone. We'll take life and scripture and a few other things into play right now, but these are the things that are going to give you the strength to make that next move. Judge ye not, lest you be judged. What is judgment? The first thing that we must all come to terms on is, what is judgment? And why does it have such an impact on my overall being? Why does it seem to be such a lock, such a prison? Why does it seem to be such an enemy when all judgment is the voice of another directed at your character? Let's correct who the judgment is directed toward first. It's not toward you. It's toward your character. It's toward something that was manifest as a result of an action or non-action committed by the host of that character. You see, because we as people, we come from such a diverse background in life this day and age, as far as culture, principles, laws, systems, statutes, observances, traditions. We come from so many different backgrounds. And in doing so, I believe that we've forgotten that the background or the view that we've arrived at, or the conclusions in life that we have arrived at, the things that we believe to be true, come from and directly from our background. And when those backgrounds begin to cross paths and begin to fellowship or live or socialize in the same areas as others, it creates a conflict over time, because the origin of understanding is from two different places. And the only way to find understanding one more time is to meet in a place of agreement. And what is that place? First and foremost, any judgment that I have against you will be partial, tempered, and a direct result of where I'm from. And vice versa, just as well as you. Any judgment you have toward me would be limited, partial, tempered, and the overall product of where you're from. And ultimately, those misunderstandings and background, it creates confusion. And in that confusion, we then put ourselves at odds with each other, because now the only thing that separates us is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Why do you say that? It's because now the argument, the fight, the challenge, the misunderstanding is all based upon our knowledge And the argument will be strictly an argument of knowledge. It's not an argument of understanding. It's not an argument of wisdom. It's not even an argument of experience. It's an argument of knowledge. And in that argument of knowledge, we're limited, again, based upon the construction of our language from wherever it is we're from. So judge not, lest you be judged. The judgment, or I don't want to use the word maybe, possibly the judgment that you have towards your brother, or the judgment that you have towards someone in your proximity or in your life, maybe it's possibly thwarted because of background. The best way to answer that is to take yourself off of the judgment seat. Take yourself out of a place of being the rule of law, or being the cop where the buck stops, or being the measuring stick or the bar. You know, move yourself out of that place. And allow your mens rea, your intent, your heart, your emotional aspect contributing to your stance on the judgment seat toward whoever it is, that your view can be molded and your view can be shaped. Your view. Why? Because you're entering into someone else's work, someone else's life, someone else's upbringing, someone else's background. So in order to enter in, you have to allow yourself to become all things to all men, that you may win some. It's not selling out on your view. It's not becoming a hypocrite or changing as far as your purpose or the principle. But what's changing is you recognize something about yourself. You recognize that possibly there's clarity in what is bringing this judgment to front right now. If we just pull ourselves to the side and submit to the teaching that's going on in whatever occasion that brought you two together. It may have been an argument, a fight, disagreement, whatever it is. But when you pull out the judgment card, you be ready to attack, because that judgment card is an attack. And you make sure that whatever judgment that you're rendering, that you're willing and you're capable of meeting the same type judgment. You make sure that whatever temperament, whatever attitude, whatever spirit in which you're executing that judgment, that you're willing to, and that you're prepared to receive it in the same fashion as which you're giving it. You see, I wanted to say that because a lot of believers are hurting because of condemnation and guilt. A lot of believers have been sold or deceived in believing that they'll somehow figure it out one day, and that all their T's will be crossed and all their I's will be dotted and all their paths in front of them would be straight. They've been deceived to believe that if they accomplish so much of the to-do list, that they'll help somehow escape the storms of life, the attacks of the enemy, the warfare that has engulfed so many souls. But it's not so. It's not so. The judgments we have upon others will, for the most part, at times reflect our own inefficiencies, inabilities, inconsistencies, and our own shame toward ourselves. So when you feel, if you feel that coming up inside of you, check and see if you're doing or approaching your brother or sister in that sense to inform them, to warn them. Is your attitude one to invite them into a place where they can communicate to possibly get through where they are? Or is it in a sense of rage and condemnation or conclusiveness that you're making a statement that execute sentence on them? Who are my brother and sister? Everyone that does the will of the Father, for it is only in the will of God that you can find a place to give thanks. Give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. Give thanks that your brother has been restored. Give thanks that your sister or brother have been made aware of the error of their way and have sought repentance in a way to reestablish what they once had with God. And if it's for someone who is on the outskirts looking in, or someone who hasn't made a commitment to this walk of life as a believer, make sure it's an invitation and it's not you putting yourself in a place to where you will be mocked. Why do you say that? Because the judgment that you render upon someone else will one day be executed upon you. And if you do not want the outcome of that judgment to be destructive in your life, because who knows when it'll come to pass? Who knows when your card will be pulled? You want to withhold your judgment, or make sure by His grace and by His word that your judgment is true. See, all these other lines of information and knowledge and whatever else that just comes out, make sure that before you start grabbing or eating from everyone's table, that you're aware of what's attached to that information, to that knowledge. Not just that it feels good, not just that it sounds good, not just that it supports your argument or whatever argument you have, but if it doesn't show light upon the path, if it doesn't give guidance upon the path, then you can cast it into the field of vanity. You can cast it into the field of waste. You can cast it back into the pit from which you were dug, because it's just something to distract you. You have the power to set your brothers and sister free. You have the power to lift a fallen brother or sister up. And that word power I'm using is authority. You see, for your word is the most powerful entity God has given you in this world. When your words come from Him, when that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable in His sight, the most powerful tool you have in this universe, it is the call upon the name of the Lord. It is to give praise. It is to give thanks. Don't allow awareness or a bunch of pieces of information that, yeah, they may excite you. Yeah, they may, I don't know, give you some closure to a debate or something. But make sure that you're not staking your soul on it. Make sure you're not feeding it as the word of God to your family. Because these people that are out there on the internet, these people that are up and down on the social media and YouTube and everything else, be careful. Be careful. Matthew 24, let no man deceive you. The ones you want to beware of are the ones that look just like you. Judging. The judge sits on his bench in his court, where his authority is as Pontius Pilate's authority was. But one thing even Pontius Pilate understood was that there was one higher than he. And everyone that sits on that judgment seat must also realize that you too will be judged. And the judgments that you've rendered against your brethren, you too will give an account. So how do we continue on when we know that something's been done wrong, or people, that's not your fight. Your fight is to proclaim. Your fight is to tell the truth. And your fight is to forever stand strong in the strength of the Lord. So if the storms, if the waves of life have caught you, and you find yourself in a place where it seems as only you recognize, wait upon the Lord, and He will renew your strength. Just continue to wait. PSMCOR, changing our reality. If there are topics, subjects, problems, discussions, please, I see a lot of you out there. Reach out. And let's hit some of this head on, because faith comes by hearing a discussion. I hope you examine the things that God has put in your path, just as He did with so many others. Be blessed. And remember, you are a conqueror.